latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. 3 points against Manchester United on Saturday afternoon will secure a £100,000 per man bonus for Manchester City alongside the Premier League title. The City squad has one of the most lucrative incentive schemes around. They need just 3 more points to be crowned champions of England for a third time in 6 years. Pep Guardiola's men, however, won't need any extra motivation to beat their bitter rivals in front of an expectant Etihad crowd. Also looking to raise spirits after Wednesday's Champions League defeat to Liverpool. The City boss has even hinted he may not go full strength against his old foe in a bid to overturn their Anfield woes at home next Tuesday. Striker Sergio Aguero missed the match on Merseyside, but has trained during the last 48 hours and will be assessed again later on Friday before a decision is made on Saturday morning. City are 16 points clear of second place United, and a win would see them set a new English record as the earliest ever winners in the top flight. Moving on, Manchester City captain Vincent Kompany says Pep Guardiola's side believe they can come back from their 3-0 first leg defeat to Liverpool. 3 quick-fire goals in the opening 45 minutes saw Liverpool take a 3-0 lead at half time, but Kompany said there's not one single person at Manchester City who believes the game is over, not one. We have to live with the consequence of this result, but what makes football special is we already know what we're going to do in the second leg. We had a very short period of time in this game where everything went wrong, but the same can happen in the next game for the opposition. That is what keeps us believing we can create chances, we can dominate like we dominated in the second half. We didn't concede anything in the second half, but the game plan didn't change for them. We will create chances and anything is possible. Finally today, apparently Pep Guardiola doesn't feel that Isco is the right fit for his side amid rumours that they would make a move for the Real Madrid midfielder.